In Pakistan today, a remarkable public apology from the nuclear weapons scientist who's admitted he passed nuclear secrets to other countries, to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. Abdul Qadir Khan, who's considered the father of Pakistan's atomic bomb, met first with Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf. He then issued his apology on television.
My dear brothers and sisters, I have chosen to appear before you to offer my deepest regrets and unqualified apologies to a traumatized nation. I take full responsibility for my actions and seek your pardon.
Reporter Kamran Khan of the Washington Post watched that apology, and he joins us now from Karachi. Mr. Khan, this sounds like a dramatic moment on Pakistani television.
Absolutely. The whole nation watched in awe as Mr. Khan appeared on national television. And nobody, in fact, expected Dr. Khan himself to appear on television and seek this apology.
What was the tone overall? There were some mentions in his text to his concern about the nation's psyche.
He was revered as a national hero in Pakistan, and coming from him directly, saying that he's responsible for bringing embarrassment to his country was unbelievable moments for most Pakistanis who watched him today. And at the same time, many people thought that still this is not the whole truth, and the whole truth in the saga is still awaited.
Well, that's a big question there about whether Pakistani authorities knew about what AQ Khan was up to, whether they, in fact, condoned these sales. Did he have anything to say about that?
He didn't say anything. He took everything upon himself and made a remarkable statement that he was personally involved in proliferation of nuclear material to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. But many Pakistanis, in fact, do not believe that he was in a position to do everything alone. And a lot of people think that he has offered himself for the sacrifice and has taken upon himself, since the international community, particularly the IAEA, has tremendous evidence with its inspectors that showed that some Pakistani nuclear scientists were involved. They based their argument on the evidence provided to them by Iran and Libya. IAEA may believe that, but many Pakistanis, in fact, do not believe that this activity was possible without the government's knowledge, or more precisely, the army's knowledge, which was the custodian and guardian of the Pakistan's nuclear program.
AQ Khan has already been fired as an advisor to the government. What happens to him now, and does this apology affect his fortunes in any way?
What we know probably is that he may not be prosecuted, and he may allow to lead a low-profile private life. He will not speak to the press. He may not be jailed. He may not be imprisoned, and he will stay away from the controversy. But I expect that will happen after a few months, and for several months from now onwards, he'll be under strict government security.
Can you explain why this story is so, if you'll pardon the word, explosive in Pakistan? What the nuclear program means in that country, and why these revelations have shaken Pakistan so deeply?
The program is a source for pride for most Pakistanis. The most Pakistanis say that Dr. Qadir Khan is responsible for making Pakistan the only Islamic state in a committee of 15 nations to be a nuclear power. It gave Pakistan potential and muscle to deter India, its arch rival. And that's the reason that they think that Dr. Khan is a national hero, and he should be respected.
Kamran Khan, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.
Washington Post reporter Kamran Khan spoke with us from Karachi, Pakistan.